Gator, I received for the college football version earlier this week, so you're up first, my friend.
All right.
All right, here we go. Speaking of first, the first overall pick from the former first overall pick, Bryce Young. He's been benched by the Carolina Panthers. Why hasn't it worked out for Young and the Panthers, and is it time to move on?
Well, I'll say, first of all, I don't think it's time to move on. I think you try to stick with it a little bit. They didn't give him any help. Absolutely no help. The offensive line is terrible. He was sacked 62 times last year. Put that in perspective. Only Sam Howell was sacked more at 65. And the third place guy was Zach Wilson, who was hit 46 times. So 16 more than the guy who was sacked the third most. No help there. You got old receivers to work with, like Thielen and Chark. Nothing wrong with those guys, but they're older receivers. Not a whole lot of youth there. They go out and they draft the receiver in the draft this year with Xavier Leggett, but they only give him two games and say you're done? To me, it's just ridiculous. But, I mean, he's 5'9". That doesn't help him out. But the organization's a horrible organization. They had big-time trade pieces and decided not to trade those guys last year, and it really cost them because they could have rebuilt this team.
The only way that's going to be successful there is if you have an elite playmaker at quarterback, and that's a huge ask of a second-year quarterback to be an elite playmaker. Adam Thielen averages 38 yards a game receiving. Chuba Hubbard averages 34.5 yards a game rushing. Okay? Now, these aren't great playmakers that he's playing, and they have a bad O-line. They upgrade it, but it's still pretty bad. And who's left holding the ball? The quarterback. It's like a point guard on a bad basketball team with the shot clock running down. They take a lot of bad shots and look terrible because they're the one left holding the ball, and that's Bryce Young. This team is terrible. It's not his fault.
Yeah, I think the organization has let Bryce Young down. And I think from the very beginning, and it starts up top with the owner, I think the owner, there's rumors that he had something to do with them taking Bryce Young over C.J. Stroud. And I think when you let ownership start picking players, you're already in trouble. They get a new coach, and then they fire the new coach right away. And then now they have another coach, and now two games into the season, they're benching Bryce Young. I think the organization is completely at fault here. It's way too early to call Bryce Young a bust, but is it time to move on? I say yes for Bryce Young's sake. He's got to get out of Carolina if he wants to be successful in this league. I don't think it's going to happen here for Bryce Young. If it happens, it's going to happen elsewhere. Because people have brought up Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield. But guess what? Those guys did it elsewhere. I think something's up with the Panthers. He's got to get out of there. All right, since 1979, only six teams have made the playoffs that have started 0-3. Of the 0-2 teams right now, and I'm going to give you four to pick from, the Bengals, Ravens, Jags, and Colts, who's definitely going to turn it around and who's definitely not?
Well, I picked the Ravens to go to the Super Bowl, so I'm going to stick with them. And I kind of think they're the obvious one, although that division might be tough. If I'm going to take the non-obvious one, watch out for the Colts. I think with their schedule, I don't hate it. And in that division, you can bank some wins. But I'm going Ravens, my Super Bowl pick. The Ravens.
And who's not turning it around?
I would definitely go with the Jags.
Yeah, with me, I'm going to go with the Ravens as well. I think there's just too much talent to be had there, and they'll figure things out. By the end of the season, they're just going to be wrecking teams with their running attack because of Derrick Henry and obviously Lamar Jackson. But the team that I just don't see it, I'll agree with Doug, it's the Jags. Maybe it's just that Trevor Lawrence isn't good. I don't think they've given a whole ton to work with out there. They tried to have the Clemson connection with Travis Etienne, and he's talented, but can he stay healthy enough to play there? I don't think that their offensive line is special by any means, and they just really haven't given a whole lot of weapons. They took the wide receiver Brian Thomas this year. He started off pretty well, but that's it. It's all they have. They used a whole lot of draft capital on defensive players, and you know, their star quarterback, who is supposed to be can't miss, is missed so far.
Yeah, I mean, none of us picked the Bengals. No love for the Bengals here. And I know you wouldn't, Gator, because that's your sneaky, not going to make the, Joe Burrow's never going to win a Super Bowl pick. But I make it 3-for-3. I got the Ravens, too. Lamar is just too good, two-time MVP. John Harbaugh, is too good of a coach. And I agree. The Ravens will turn this around. As far as the team that won't turn it around, I also agree with you guys. I think it's the Jags. I can't turn my back on the Colts now, right, guys?
So no,
I'm not
going to
pick the Colts. The Jags, I heard a great line from Rex Ryan the other day on TV. He said, is Trevor Lawrence the worst, best quarterback in the league? Seriously, he got the big contract. He was 1-1 for sure. We all knew. I mean, he could have been the number one overall pick. He'd come out as a sophomore, I believe. But it just hasn't clicked for some reason yet in the NFL as far as being that elite franchise quarterback. He's still got time to do it, but it just hasn't happened yet. So of the teams, I don't think turns it around, I'm going to go with the Jags.
And Rex Ryan said something's afoot in Jacksonville.
All right, here we go. The Rams are 0-2 with a ton of injuries. Is the season already over for them?
Dunzo. Both wide receivers are out several weeks. Stafford's getting killed out there. Here's some free advice for the Rams. Trade Stafford. Get some capital for him. Send him somewhere. Maybe you can make a deal with Miami. I don't know how with salary cap stuff, but trade him. Get some capital for him and start over.
Maybe you get two first-round picks and a cast-off quarterback and build. Yeah, it's done. It's done for the Rams.
All right, as they say in Hollywood, guys, end scene. The end, Finn. Don't worry about it. The fans won't even care because they don't even know the season started. All right, going the other way, the Saints are 2-0 with the best offense in the NFL. Are they for real?
I don't think so. It's possible, I guess, that Derek Carr could be experiencing a Jared Goff-like second act revival, but I doubt it. He's 33 years old. They got a first-year offensive coordinator in Clint Kubiak who came for the 49ers, and I need to see more of Rashid Shaheed to buy in that he is really going to be an elite weapon. But they are running it. They've played Carolina and a dysfunctional Dallas team, so I'm not buying in on their offense yet.
If your question is, are the Saints for real? My answer is no. I refuse to believe in Derek Carr. At least that's what I say in the mirror every morning, my daily affirmation.
Sounds personal. Guys, I'm all in. Yeah, the Panthers is one thing, but the Cowboys, I know people don't respect them come playoff time, but they're actually a pretty good team, very talented roster, and a very good defense. And the Saints just lit them up. 5 touchdowns the first 5 possessions. Sometimes a new offensive coordinator and a new offense can do this for a veteran quarterback. We saw it here with Jared Goff, right? Sometimes it just clicks with the right combo. I think it's working with the Saints this year. All right, the Dolphins have put Tua on IR, meaning he's out at least 4 weeks. But reportedly, he still wants to play and come back. Should the Dolphins just sit him for the rest of the season? And then as long as he passes protocol and things like that, maybe make him eligible next year?
Look, this is up to Tua, and it's up to the doctors. Whatever Tua wants to do, Tua should be allowed to do. If he's cleared by the doctors, then he's clear to play football. That's exactly what that means. If he's decided that his career is done because he doesn't want to deal with this and worry about it in the future, so be it. But I think we pay attention to this story because it's Tua and we've seen the evidence of what's happened to him on the field because he's a quarterback. But if this happens to any other player, which has happened to countless other players who keep coming back, we don't even make it a story. It's up to Tua.
Kind of uncomfortable answering this question because I feel like you need to be a neurologist to really give a strong opinion. I guess I'd say this. If I own the Dolphins, I would seek multiple medical opinions to look out for my player and to cover my own butt against a lawsuit later because this looks like really, really sketchy putting him back on the field. So I want some independent neurologists to also clear him. And then I would, as much as I could do, I would require, and I know you can't require, but I would strongly do whatever I could to get him to wear a guardian cap if he were allowed to return.
So, I mean, obviously this is up to Tua in the end, but you're asking the guy with multiple concussions to make a decision. I feel like that's asking the drunk if he can drive home. He's going to ultimately make his own decision with his family and, of course, with as long as he passes the medicals from the doctors. But with that being said, if I were the Dolphins, I'd want him to sit the rest of the year. I don't want that blood on my hands. If he can go through a full off season without headaches, light sensitivity, passes all the neurology tests, scans, all that stuff, then we can talk. When fighters get knocked out in MMA or boxing, a lot of times they will take up to a year off because, I mean, it's just not healthy to go back in there. They're not even allowed to spar with, and things like that. So with Tua, I really feel like his competitive nature, he wants to play, but give it a year, man. That's what I'd like to see him do. But in the end, I think he comes back this year. All right, last one, guys. NFL kickers are 35 out of 39 and 50-yard-plus field goals 2 weeks into the season. Two of those 4 misses are actually from Justin Tucker, who is one of the best long-distance kickers that the NFL has ever seen. Should the NFL do something about this? Is it too easy for kickers to make kicks now?
No, I don't think they should. I mean, field goals aren't as much as fun as touchdowns, but long field goals actually are kind of fun. So I kind of like that field goal kickers are now bombing them from 50-plus. It's exciting, and when somebody lines up to take one from 70, which you implied earlier in the year, yeah, I'm going to be on the edge of my seat to see if he can make it.
I love it. I don't know what you can do if you're in the NFL. Why would you want to change this? I agree with Doug. This is an exciting play. When you get beyond 50 yards, everybody's like, oh, well, this is a long one. What do you got, 57? Wow, that's a long one. I think we're going to see a correction soon. When the weather changes, it's not going to be as easy to kick it from as deep as they are now. But let's face it, kickers have gotten better. And there's nothing wrong with this. And it might actually mean higher salaries because These guys are weapons out on the field. Now, if you can kick it from 55 and you're accurate from 55, that's a serious weapon that you have in your arsenal.
Yeah, to change it, I don't know what you could do either. You could make 60-plus yarders worth four. You could narrow the field goal post. You could move back the extra point even more. All that stuff could be on the table. You never know what the competition committee. It's all entertainment, remember. I wouldn't change anything right now. I'd keep it the same. The kickers are getting really good, though. And 50-plus seems like an automatic.
And there it is. That concludes the Wide Nine. Omaha, four down around the league blitz thingy. People lined up. Tiger calls are next. Yeah, Tigers half game out of first. Huge game being played in Cleveland today against Minnesota. We'll update it throughout the day. Here on 97.1, the ticket. Hey.